line at all. So there are things that are deemed non-declinable items at a funeral home. And that's actually set up by the federal government of things that you are required to do. Now, those non-declinables are things like basic services, washing and disinfecting of a body. So you say, I'm going to be cremated or I'm going to be embalmed. The body still has to be disinfected. It still has to be maintained. A transfer of that body back to the funeral home. So we have to go to where death occurs and bring you back to the funeral home. So those are considered non-declinable items. And there are things you can add on to it, which are what most people think of are, I'm going to have a funeral, I'm going to have a visitation, or I want cards, or I want a graveside, I want to be cremated, I want an embalming. So those are optional items depending on the service that you're going to have. So there are items that are deemed non-declinable items. So no matter who you are, what you do, these are the basic standard of kind of, this is your entry level. These items have to be done for everybody.
Mandatory, in other words.
Mandatory items. So yes. Why the federal government deems them non-declinable items is just a federal word that the FTC came up with that has to be written on our general price list. Same thing goes with our general price list. Any funeral home in America has a general price list. And there are certain phrases on there that have to be written in a very specific language that if you look at them, it's the same description for every funeral home you're going to run across in America. There's an item right underneath that has to have our name, and then there's some items that are written down about funerals at the top of a general price list. Under the word embalming has to be a very specific paragraph that cannot be changed. Commas have to be in the same place for every funeral home in America, has to be written as is. So there are certain items that the federal government gets in on and says, this has to happen. It's under the FTC rule, I believe, of 1984. It just says, this is what we have to do. Every funeral home has to do this. Now, there is currently discussion in Washington of changing some of those items because it's been, you know, almost 40 years since those have been put into place because now the internet comes into play and how does that change things? So there is discussion in Washington of making changes to funeral service and still in preliminary talks, but we'll kind of see with time if that does change what the federal government says is required for funeral homes. Now, they don't get into it a lot because there is a separation of church and state in the United States. And a lot of what happens in funerals has to do with religion, has to do with personal beliefs. So there is a religious side of funerals, and there is a what is deemed a public safety side of funerals of this has to happen to all deceased humans for public safety purposes. And so that's where the federal government comes into play. Certain religions will allow you to do things, but the federal government kind of, that's where they set those minimum bars of this has to happen for everyone involved in this process.
Those are the things I cannot decline.
You cannot decline. A person has to be removed from a facility of death and taken to a place. Now, it doesn't have to be a funeral home. No, there are other options that are involved in this, but it has to be allowed to do certain things that other people are not allowed to do. A body has to be cleaned. A body either has to be cremated or buried at sea, but there are certain things that you have to do to a body just basically for sanitation and public health of society as a whole.
And just briefly to close, if I pass from a contagious disease, is there something there that happens that, as opposed to maybe I just pass away from old age?
Yeah, and actually this comes into play with COVID. So the rule in Wisconsin is a cremation cannot happen within 48 hours of death. When COVID first came about and nobody really understood what was going on, how do you get it, how do you contract it, the state waived the 48-hour rule. If you died of COVID and you had all your permits, you could cremate within 48 hours. It could, as soon as you got that permit, you could cremate. Same things apply with certain diseases that aren't really prevalent, but those things can be waived by the county that says for public health and safety of others, this body either needs to be buried or cremated, and we don't care about the time frames. Just for the health of society, it needs to be done.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Okooch Books and Libations at 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center. We've got a lot of new books in. Since I sold my old building, I got some cash and I bought a bunch. Through with wines, I'm looking for some wine shelving to expand my wine department. Okooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Always something new. I can prove it. 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center.
Both calves and slaughter cows are steady on the snowstorm-reduced sale this past Wednesday at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $170 to $370, beef crossbred calves up to $5. Slaughter cows range from $72 to $91, poor condition cows $65 and $5. Holstein feeder heifers $11.50 to $13.50, and they sold from $97 to $118. At Wednesday's hay sale, the better quality outside round bales sold from $65 to $87.50, lesser quality bales at $50, and fodder bales $30 to $40. Our next hay sale will be on Wednesday, January 24th. Next week, Friday, January 19th, will be our next feeder sale. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim to get your cattle on our sales list for that sale. We do have a buyer coming for that sale who will be trying to purchase 70 to 100, 550 to 900 pound colored cattle to send to a feedlot in Nebraska. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your locally owned and managed market serving all of the farmers.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Downtown Richland Center has a buzz, and it's coming from Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant. Los Amigos is at 100 North Main Street with great food, great service, and a great atmosphere. From the first bite of the salsa and chips to the last bite of fried ice cream, they serve authentic Mexican cuisine that will tantalize your taste buds. Deliveries available along with carryout, dine-in, curbside service, and don't forget gift cards. Call 383-0684 for Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant in downtown Richland Center.
Hillsborough Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsborough Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From a combine in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in the yard, they service it all. Any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsborough Equipment or call 489-2275.
WRCO-FM 100.9, thanks for joining us on this very inclement day. Our list of weather-related announcements has grown significantly, and we'll share that with you coming up here in a moment.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
A winter storm warning through noon tomorrow. Snow heavy at times, up to 8 inches potentially in some areas today. Maybe another 2 to 4 tonight. A low of 18. Then tomorrow, 21. All the while, some blowing and drifting snow possible. 15 to 25 mile an hour winds today. 12 to 22 tomorrow. Saturday night's low, -4. A high Sunday of 2. Right now in Richland Center, it is 30 degrees. Actually, the snow has kind of tapered off for the time being, but it's going to be around for a while and blowing around with winds between 5 and 10. Community announcements today. First of all, the City Municipal Building and the Community and Senior Center are both closed today. Richland County Senior Nutrition Program meal sites are closed. There are no home-delivered meals. Likewise, in Grant and Sauk County, meal sites are closed and no home deliveries. The taxi service is canceled in Grant County. The town of Buena Vista will not have garbage collection today. That's moved to next week. Vernon County Health Department working in a virtual capacity today. If you need urgent help, 608-637-5251 or email health@vernoncounty.org. Simon's Recreation Complex will now be closed this weekend until Sunday. Be aware of that. We can tell you that Spring Green Food Pantry is closed. The Brewer Public Library will not be open. Muscadet Public Library is closed. As far as some snow emergencies, the City of Richland Center will be under the snow emergency. Vehicles must be removed from city streets between midnight Saturday morning and 7 a.m. Sunday now. So for the next couple of days, starting again late tonight, all vehicles must be removed from city streets in Richland Center and highways. Overnight, off-street parking will be available in 5 city-owned municipal parking lots. They include the lot south of the fire department, south of the city auditorium, the lot north of Advanced Pump and Well, the parking lot on South Jefferson Street, east of Quick Trip, the lot south of Toasty Toes and Nails. Overnight off-street parking will also be available at the community center parking lot, the city hall lot, and the lot on West Seminary Street near the Mill Pond Park. Vehicles need to be removed from these lots during the daytime to allow for normal use. The Village of Muscadet has issued a snow emergency. This means no parking on any village streets tonight, continuing until Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Optional places to park include at the laundromat, swimming pool, and the parking lot at Riverside Park by the bathhouse and boat landing. Richland County government offices are now closed. Today, normal operations will resume at 7:30 Monday morning. All emergency services and highway department operations will continue throughout the storm here in Richland County. The National Weather Service is advising dangerous to impossible driving conditions. Travel is not advised unless absolutely necessary. In the business community, ET Foods is closed. Family Thrift Shop will not be open. Creative Outlet is closed today and tomorrow. Richland Family Prescription Center will be open. Paul is the only staff member there, so there will be no home deliveries. Community First Bank branches will be closing today at 3. They will be closed on Saturday. Williams and Pierce Family Dental will be closing at 1:30. Robin's Nest is closed today and Saturday. Saturday announcements, junior bowling at the Phoenix Center will not be held, and Richland Center's Seventh-day Adventist Church will not meet on Saturday. Sports-wise, athletic events canceled tonight on the high school scene with no activities, and then it appears tomorrow's Ithaca Weston Invitational Wrestling Tournament has been canceled. Just heard that from officials in Weston. Again, no tournament tomorrow for the wrestling tournament and the Hall of Fame Day at Weston Schools.
100.9 WRCO. Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. Yeah, you could be the last first name that's ever been worth asking.
Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. It could be your last night lonely. Yeah. All by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely.
John Party, Country and Community WRCO Radio. It's a party every day here. We're up to our neck, not only in snow, but in all these papers that people are handing me here, all these cancellations. What are we going to do here? Anyway, it is great to have you along listening to the radio. We appreciate that. We hope you're staying safe. Again, travel not advised. But we've got our sled. We'll get around all right. The Mighty Vibe. I've got a big red flag up on the roof. So if I get in a snowbank somewhere, you know, you'll see the flag sticking up. But we should be all right. Squirt can pull me home if we get close anyway. Good to have you here on a Friday, the 12th of January. Later on today, we'll have our movie trivia question with Tony Johnson. That's between 11:30 and noon today. Here is Parmalee.
Hold on me. I'll never be far away. I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the
A Sunday drive throws you right back to a different time. Put your ladder up, singing loud and out of tune.
It is crazy what a song will do, no doubt about it. WRCO, and on a wicked wild day, we'll have a few more notes for you coming up in just a little bit. But there are a few things that we can celebrate today other than maybe a big old-fashioned snow day, you know, because there are still some things to celebrate. I guess one of the things is it's not Friday the 13th. It'll be Saturday the 13th, so we shouldn't be superstitious about that. It is National Pharmacist Day. It's also National Hot Tea Day. Oh, it's a good day for tea, right? It's Work Harder Day. Stick to your New Year's Resolution Day. Yeah, that's kind of hard, too. When you're sitting inside and knowing that it's National Glazed Donut Day. Yeah, that makes it kind of tough, too. It's International French Onion Soup Day. Now, there's a soup. I'm not always a soup guy, but if I'm eating somewhere and the soup of the day is French onion, I almost have to. Oh, that's good stuff. And I've had it, you know, you have a little cheese melted on top, or even a little bread dough on top where they bake it. The bread is right on top. Oh, that's good stuff. It's International Kiss a Ginger Day. It's also National Curried Chicken Day on January 12th.
A funeral service plays an important role in our lives. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Funerals help us acknowledge that someone we love has died. It's a time to say goodbye. Funerals provide a support system for us and for our friends and family members and the community. And funerals allow us to reflect on the meaning of life and death. the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has helped create meaningful funerals since 1889. Learn more at prattfuneralservice.com.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Boscobel and Muscadet clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
In addition to our Muscadet announcement a few minutes ago, garbage collection in the village of Muscadet is canceled for all customers. They will collect garbage next Friday for all customers in the village of Muscadet. Just a swinging along here on a Friday. That's all we can do. This is John Anderson.
Charlotte Johnson, and she's really looking good. I had to go and see her, so I called her on the phone. I walked over to her house, and this was going on. Her brother was on the sofa, eating chocolate pie. Mama was in the kitchen, cutting chicken up to fry. Daddy was in the backyard, rolling up a garden hose. I was on the porch with Charlotte, feeling up down to my toes, and we were swinging.
Swinging.
Yes, we were swinging.
Swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing, just a swinging. Be swinging,
swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
Swinging.
Now Charlotte, she's a darling, she's the apple of my eye. When I'm on a swing with her, it makes me almost high. Charlotte is my lover, and she has been since the spring. I just can't believe it started on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
Swinging.
Just a swinging.
Swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging. Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
Swinging. She likes kicking up a little sawdust on her halo. Yeah, she'll whirl and twirl and twist and turn while the jukebox twangs and moans.
when she paints on them tight blue jeans. It brings out the devil in me. She likes kicking up a little sawdust on her halo. You can find her in the choir loft every Sunday, winking at me with two sore feet inside her high-heeled shoes. Every Saturday night she'll dance till closing time, and still be there in the morning for Sunday school. She likes kicking up a little sawdust on her halo. She'll whirl and twirl and twist and turn while the jukebox twangs and moans. She paints on them tight blue jeans. It brings out the devil in me. She likes kicking up a little sawdust on her halo. Kick it up, dog. She likes kicking up a little sawdust on her halo. Yeah, she'll whirl and twirl and twist and turn while the jukebox twangs and moans. She paints on them tight blue jeans. It brings out the devil in me. She likes kicking up a little sawdust on her halo.
Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. If blowing up is a part of your repertoire, you may need a little help from the experts. Blowing your stack spells trouble, says Laura Borman Forgang. But it doesn't mean you have to be a doormat. Here are some tips on using your wrath to fuel positive changes. First, learn to repress yourself. When you lose it, people lose respect. Count to 100. Practice deep breathing. Go for a walk. Talk to a friend. Write it down and then throw it away, or go play a sport. Do whatever, but keep your mouth shut. Second, list the constructive things you want to say to the person who angered you. Mistakes are the result of deficiently developed strengths or the absence of certain strengths in their lives. Help those people to build the strengths they lack. Help them to develop the solution rather than rubbing their nose in the problem. Three, examine why you are angry. Maybe it was something they did or said a month ago. Maybe it's not them at all. Maybe you're mad at yourself. Finally, don't cast blame. Deal with the performance, don't attack the performer, and use a calm, neutral tone of voice. If handled correctly, anger can fuel positive changes. Just make sure when you're hot under the collar that you use one of these ire extinguishers. Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is brought to you today by rextramile.org. Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
The Wisconsin Farm Center provides a neutral facilitator trained in mediation to help conflicting parties pursue understanding and eventual agreement in farm-related disputes. Services are available to help in credit issues, environmental concerns, farm family conflicts, and more. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. This message in support of farm families is a service of the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street, Richland Center. and Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Hey, it's Bill Cody. Great to have you Friday together on the Pure American Country Radio Minute and celebrating a birthday. Grand Ole Opry star Trace Adkins. Big man celebrating 62 years tomorrow, January 13th. We first heard Trace with his debut in 1996, Dreamin' Out Loud. Since then, he's released 10 more studio albums and two greatest hits compilations, including number ones like This Ain't No Thinkin' Thing, Ladies Love Country Boys, You're Gonna Miss This. He's also made several appearances on television. He was a panelist on the game shows Hollywood Squares and Pyramid. And in 2008, he was a finalist. 2013, he was the winner on the All-Star Celebrity Apprentice. He's also the voice for the recurring character Elvin on King of the Hill and the main role of Albie Roman on Monarch. Celebrating Grand Ole Opry star Trace Adkins' 62nd birthday, I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. You want to save money on your insurance needs? No more excuses. In the time it takes to sing four verses of our national anthem, Pure American Insurance shops over 30 leading insurance brands to uncover the best coverage at the best price. Visit pureamericaninsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chasing down a dream, I thought I knew what I was looking for. But the neon nights have blinded me till I'm lost in Tennessee. Not sure I know who I am anymore. But there's a girl. There's a girl in Texas. There's a girl in Texas that does. You're a truly lovely lady, and you sure light up the night. I'm a lonely man, but I'm leaving here alone. I won't try to lie to you about this heart of mine that I can't give, that I don't really own. Cause there's a girl in Texas. There's a girl in Texas. There's a girl in Texas that does. If this dream that I've been chasing ever sets me free, and I wake up to find it don't need me, there's a girl in Texas. There's a girl in Texas. There's a girl in Texas that does. Yes, there's a girl in Texas.
Trace Adkins, star of screen and stage and radio as well. Coming up, we'll talk Wisconsin sports with Mike Clemens, who's a reporter, travels to all the Packer games, a lot of Bucks and Badgers and Brewers. And so he's on the loose, and we usually join him on a Friday or a Saturday if we can. He's going to be checking in to talk about some of the Wisconsin sport headlines, including the Packers on Sunday and last night's blowout Bucks win over Boston. So that's coming up this morning. Here's Joe DiMassina. The weather is in Kansas today anyway. Joe DiMassina here on WRCO Country and Community.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. And because of the weather, the Richland Family Thrift Shop is closed for today.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
Hey, rock and rollers, try all new Those Were the Days energy drinks. Here's a solid gold dancer, Joanne Krulatz, before she tries the energy drink.
74, 74, 7, 7, 74.
And here is Joanne after enjoying a Those Were the Days energy drink made with a blend of ski and mellow cups.
74, 74, 7, 7, 74.
Join us Saturday night for old-time rock and roll on the radio. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll stop in Park for a little while in 1974. We'll take your requests and play trivia. Each time the bell rings, you could be a winner. Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, and Jones Chevrolet. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, I hope you'll join us for Those Were the Days. Mike Clemens joins us here on WRCO Sports. Big weekend, Packers, Cowboys, AT&T Stadium. Are you on the way, Mike?
I'm leaving Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport at noon on Saturday, tomorrow. And our meteorologist, Brittley Merlo, says that that should be an okay plan. My biggest challenge so far is going to be how I get from Green Bay to Milwaukee. So we're planning on leaving here about 8 a.m. Saturday to get to the airport for a noon flight. So hopefully that should work out.
All right. Well, let's talk about the game a little bit. Jair Alexander could be a key person for Green Bay, and he's been injured again. Did he practice this week?
No. You know, for the second time this season, he's been injured in practice. Earlier in the year, they were in practice, and he ran into a backup tight end who was playing on special teams, I think, and he injured his shoulder and missed two or three games because of it. Yesterday's practice, Jair was not out there, and was like, okay, now what happened? We got done, and Matt LaFleur came in and said, yeah, it happened yesterday. We just had that light run-through practice. You know, these guys' bodies are pretty banged up. They're just kind of running through the first day of the game plan and trying to get their bodies back for this. And Jair stepped on the foot of a teammate and turned his ankle. So now he's day-to-day. You know, your veteran, highest pay. He's missed four or five games, was it, with the shoulder injury. And, you know, you're up against CeeDee Lamb in his prime, very fast, speedy receiver and a target for Dak Prescott in his game against the Cowboys on Sunday.
Wow. So that could be a key moment. And then the Packers on the offensive side got a couple of receivers they need. What's the status of them?
Well, you know, your two most quote-unquote experienced receivers from last year's draft, Romeo Dobbs and Christian Watson, they're questionable. Watson has been out the last four or five weeks with a hamstring injury. And, you know, each week he thinks he's close. And he's trying. I mean, he's trying to get back, but you know, he can't get cleared by the medical staff. And then Romeo Dobbs, number 87, has been such a dependable, makes the tough catches over the middle for you. He caught a touchdown pass against the Bears, but it ended up being incomplete. He got swiped away from the Bears defensive back. And the next thing you know, John Kuhn, who does the sideline reports on the Packers radio network, says Dobbs just came off the field and he's coughing up blood. They put him in the injury tent. I saw him riding on the exercise bike during the game and maybe drinking some water. And at that point, they said, no, come on, we're going. And they took him into the locker room. Then they took him to the hospital for what was described as a chest injury. And I tried to talk to Romeo on Wednesday, and he kind of waved me up like, no, I can't talk. Yesterday, he agreed to talk with the media, but he said, I'm under orders that if you want to ask about my injury, you'll have to get that from Coach LaFleur. So he's day-to-day with some kind of, I don't know if he, I mean, you could speculate what happened to him. A punctured lung or something like that, but whatever the case, you know, he's questionable for the game as well. They do have these great other young rookie receivers like this Dontavian Wicks. I mean, they're talking about him, like how great his route running is and ability to catch the football. It reminds him actually of a young Davante Adams at times. And the rest of those guys, it's Bo Melton that's emerged, very speedy, number 80, wearing the old Donald Driver. But you know, you'd surely like to have Christian Watson line up, who's so tall and so fast, or Dobbs to help out Jordan Love in this game against the Cowboys.
The Bucks with a blowout win over Boston. Who saw that coming on Thursday night?
Not the ticket holders, because the Celtics are on top of the Eastern Conference, and the Bucks are chasing them as many games as the Bucks have won. And so these people thought, wow, I got a ticket to the Celtics and the Bucks. Well, I think it was like something like 75-38 at halftime in favor of Milwaukee. It turns out that the Celtics had played a game the night before that I believe went into overtime, and then they had to travel. So when they came out to the second half, they announced on the game on TNT, the Celtics are benching their entire starting five, including Drew Holiday, the former Buck. And so it was a blowout game. You know, as you say, it was just a silly game, and the Celtics didn't even try in the second half. And afterwards, Drew Holiday, you know, explained, you know, Coach, I guess I see his point. I mean, why, where there's no way we're going to come back 30 points down, so why risk injury? Let's just move on to the next game. So what should have been, you know, this great matchup for TV and all that, ended up being kind of a silly little exhibition. But the Bucks needed it. They'd lost four of their last five, so, you know, that helped them get back on track last night. Now tomorrow night, they're going to take on Golden State at Pfizer Forum. I think that gets started about 7 o'clock.
Right. All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. Good stuff. Safe travels as you head to Dallas.
Appreciate that, Phil. Thank you.
You bet. Mike Clemens here on WRCO Sports.
Feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him, and all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame, probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me?
Morgan Wall on WRCO Radio. Coming up, our news update at 11, and then we'll run down the list of things that are not going on today. Probably quicker to say what is, but we'll give you an idea of some things that are not and some changes in the schedule and whatnot coming up right after the AP News, which is next. Here's Tim McGraw's latest.
Well, smile. I can tell it had been a while, like a song on a radio dial. We fell in love. She said she liked my Stetson hat. Kissed my cheek and never gave it back. Somehow she made me laugh. I guess that was enough. She'll always be my cowboy junkie.
Holds me in all my scars. Fall asleep here.